This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Always and forever and in all situations we thank Allah and we testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. And we send our love and our greetings, our salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to his pious and pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be amongst them. Ameen والحمد لله. Alhamdulillah, some weeks we have, don't know what to talk about. And other weeks there are so many things to talk about and you have to choose. MashaAllah, Hajj season is upon us and our Hujjaj are on their way, and we ask Allah to grant all them a Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. May everyone go and return safely. Ameen. Then of course there is a whole issue around you need to be an ally of one group. But Alhamdulillah, just always make sure that you're an ally of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll talk about that inshaAllah. We have a course coming up in this month around this issue. But something more personal. My family in particular, there's a calamity. One of our relatives have passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah grant him Jannah. And in times of difficulty, and everyone goes through difficulty, we talk about, like to share again, why does this happen? What do we do in times of difficulty? How do we make sense of calamity? And how do we move forward in a very impossible situation? There's a beautiful ayah in Surah Tawbah. And this is not so much about a calamity, but it was three Sahaba who made a major mistake. And they were under extreme, you know, regret and guilt. And Allah describes their emotional point. And so whether you are in a depression, whether you are uncertain about something, whether you are in anxiety or sadness, whatever, you can understand what these three Sahaba felt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا دَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ. The earth, bima rahubat, that the earth, as wide as it is, it felt very narrow. They felt like they were in a hole. How many of you have felt like that? You look at your situation and you feel, I am in a hole. I don't know how to get out of this thing. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنفُسِ. And even in themselves, they felt like they were being constricted. They couldn't breathe. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّ لَا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. And this is the beautiful ayah. Allah says, in that situation, when you feel the entire world is crashing upon you, that you don't know where to go, you are in darkness, you are in misery, Allah says, they realize, la malja'a, there is no escape. There is no refuge from Allah except to rush towards Him. There is no sanctuary that you can run to from Allah except to run towards Him. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ. Then Allah says, when they realize that He is the refuge, He turned to them, Allah first turned to them, and they came back to Him. And so, no matter how difficult your situation is, how hard life is, and it's easy to say these things, remember the refuge, the sanctuary, the safety, the light at the end of the tunnel is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way is to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hardship, this is a promise. You can't escape. You and I cannot escape it. Allah told us in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. Allah says, I will give you, I will most certainly give everyone a taste, bishayin, means something of fear. You're going to have some mental anguish, sadness, fear, anxiety. Waljoo', some of you are going to be hungry. Wanaqsim min al-amwal, some of you are going to lose your possessions, your wealth, your job. Wal-anfus, and you're going to lose loved ones. Wal-thamarat, yeah, it means fruits, but some many mufassirin means wal-thamarat, you're going to lose the things you love the most, your children. Allah says, it is a done decree from Him. No one here, me, you, nobody, no matter how pious you are, you're going to escape this rule from Allah. Hardship will come to you. Now all of us go through hardship, but then there's hardship and then there's hardship. There's times where, I'm going through a bit of difficulty, and after the 2-3 months of, you forgot about it. You can even reflect back and laugh, you know, wasn't so bad. But then there are things which change your life. And for those who are going through extreme difficulty, loss, and you can see Allah puts these things in order of severity. Feeling sad is not the same like actually losing your job. Losing your job is not the same like losing a loved one. And so Allah says, if you go through the higher end of difficulty, there maybe one comfort is you can know this is it. Now this is that moment. For those who haven't gone through it, you don't know when that moment is going to strike. But when you are in it, you know this is that moment Allah promised me. This is my chapter. This is the dark chapter of my life. And now it's my opportunity to shine. And so Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. In that moment, give good news to a person who is patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When a calamity strikes them, when that calamity hits you, it puts you down. قَالُوا. They say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Now this dua, when we all say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, usually it's like, if you see a message come through on your WhatsApp, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, you're shocked. It's a dua that almost gives you anxiety, when the point of the dua is to actually give you comfort. Why do we say this when something is lost, when something bad happens? We remind ourselves, everything I have, my health, my family, my money, everything is from Allah. It didn't belong to me in any case. It's like someone lent you, you know, he lent you something. Here's my pen. And then after 5 minutes, he says, can I get it back? You didn't lose anything. So Allah is saying everything is from Him, and He lends it for a time, and then it returns to Him. It's not lost, it's not wasted, it didn't die. It's going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives and He takes with love. He has no intention to cause pain or misery, but He wants goodness for us. And so we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Everything is from Allah. Everything good or bad is from Allah. Everything comes and goes with the decree of Allah. Your happiness and your sadness is in the hands of Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And we will go back to Allah. Now, if you have the patience and the perseverance, and you have that ability when you are struck with that to say this and to be patient, what then? Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. SubhanAllah. Allah says, then those people receive salawat. Here is, like we make salawat on Nabi Sallam, they receive salutations. Allah praises them. Allah says, wow, look at this person. I've given him such a difficult trial, and he comes back to me. She receives my praise. Wa rahma, and I will put mercy upon them. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun, and these people are righteous on the straight path. In a hadith, Allah Himself says, Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, O son of Adam, if you are patient and you restrain yourself and you hold back as best you can, at the first moment of the calamity, in that when that calamity is at its hardest, when you're at the lowest point, at that moment when you're struck with it, and you're still able to be thankful to Allah, you're still able to turn to Him, Allah says, I will not be pleased to give you anything less than Jannah. Meaning, that moment, whether it is a 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe it's a day or two, that moment of pure grief and sorrow is a moment you can attain Jannatul Firdaus. Allah says, if you in that moment can capture that moment with patience, your Jannah is guaranteed. Now we talk about the Hajj is going to Hajj, and the Hajj Mabrur, that if you accepted Hajj, Allah says, the only thing I can compensate you for this effort is Jannah. You get a guaranteed ticket to Jannah. That is what happens when you are at your lowest calamity. And it's any calamity, subhanAllah, but more so the big ones. When you feel like everything has fallen apart, what do I do now? And you hold back, not to say you hold back your sadness, you can be sad and you can cry, but you continue to say, Ya Allah, I praise you. I still thank you. I still put my head on the floor. Even though you can take this away, but you put me through this. At that moment, Allah says, I cannot give you anything except Jannah. You will get guaranteed Jannah in that moment. The Nabi says that being a believer is an amazing thing. SubhanAllah, I don't know how people survive in this world without having iman in something bigger. How do you go through life when you can't, something is upon you, you can't solve it. No matter how hard you work, you can't fix it. No matter how many doctors you see, you can't cure it. At that moment, We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know this is our, He's our refuge. He's our answer. And so the Nabi says, the believer is such an, you know, he's such an, a fortunate state that whatever comes to you, there's goodness in it. You can take, you can extract anything that Allah has given you in goodness. If He gives you something good, He gives you a raise, He gives you a bonus, He gives you a child, and you are grateful, then you, then Allah gives you more goodness. Then Allah is happy with you. And if He gave you something you don't like, sickness, poverty, death, and you are patient, then Allah is very, very happy with you, even higher, even more happy. And then you are elevated. So you got something out of that misery, out of that sadness, you attain something better. You attain something better. And so the Nabi says, every believer, no matter what your situation, every single person sitting here, you're either going through happiness or sadness. If you are happy, be grateful and be thankful for the days that you're not being tested. And if you are going through hardship and misery and struggling, be patient and thankful. And that's your ticket to Jannah. So everybody wins. Allah makes an offer that everybody can win. You know, as the ulama mentioned, that we are not the same. Some are born kings, some are born slaves. Some are born wealthy, some will never achieve wealth. Some are beautiful, some are never going to achieve beauty. We are different. And the reality is most of us will not achieve, like 99.9% of us will not achieve the highest levels of this dunya. We'll never get there. We can dream about it, we'll never get there. But Allah has made it that every single person, whoever you are, you can achieve the highest levels of Jannatul Firdaus. Allah has given you a life with certain circumstances, ease and difficulty, in that to achieve Jannatul Firdaus. In hardship in particular. And none of us want to be tested with hardship. We want to get to Jannah without hardship. But if Allah has given you that hardship, then that is your ticket to Jannah. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi speaks about the believer in his, and you know, I'm guilty of this, that how do we feel in times of hardship? How should we respond? There's a you know, you can feel sad and you make dua and you obviously speak to the people that you love. But the Nabi says the believer, when he goes through hardship, he's like a plant or a tree that is blown by the wind. And when the wind blows, the tree shakes and the leaves fall. It's not going to stand firm. It bends. But the minute the wind stops, it comes back to where it was. It returns to its balance. It remains steadfast. Whereas the Prophet says, those who don't have Allah, when the wind blows a bit too hard, it snaps, it breaks. So the believer, no matter what happens, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I'm going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My happiness, my sadness, all of this is temporary, and Allah is permanent. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if we want to look at an example of hardship, you look at his life. There was never a test that you going through that the Nabi did not go through. He lost his beloved Khadija. He lost his parents. Grew up an orphan. He lost all of his children, except one. He buried all of his children except one. Lost his home. He lost everything. Subhanallah. So if we talk, you know, talk, the talk is one thing, but to actually go through it. And here's a beautiful example of the Nabi's grandson dying. So the Nabi's daughter, Kulthum, she calls the Nabi and says, you know, my son is dying. Come and do something. You the Rasul, you make dua and things happen. And so the Nabi said, he didn't respond to a message came to her. And it was difficult for him. Because he knows this is the decree of Allah, I can't intervene. So he sends a message back to her and he says to her, everything is from Allah. And Allah takes what He wants and He gives what He wants. And everything in this world has an appointed limited period. Nothing is eternal except Allah. Your health is not going to last forever. Your family will not last forever. And that's a reality, a sad reality. We need to come to terms. We will see, subhanAllah, if you are blessed with a long life, the other side of that coin is you will see everyone die. You'll bury your family, your friends, everything will go. And if you have a short life, over too soon, and you're on the other side of the coin, subhanAllah. There's no winning in this dunya. There's only loss. And so the Nabi says, everything has an appointed term except Allah. So, what do we do, Ya Allah? So, hope for Allah's reward. Hope for the Akhirah and remain patient. And so she still insisted, no, tell my dad he must come. So the Nabi came and he took the grandson and he just hugged him as the child was dying and he started to cry. And the Sahaba said, why are you crying? And he said, it's not wrong to cry and to feel sad. This is okay, this is rahmah. The eyes feel sad and the heart feels sad, but the tongue only says which pleases Allah. remember in your hardship, especially, and this is obviously the most extreme example of losing a loved one, losing a child, but even in a lesser sense, you've lost something, something is going wrong in your life, something is not working, some marriage isn't working, your job isn't working. When you go through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a conversation with the angels. And look at this conversation. When Malik al-Maut pulls the ruh of a child, or a loved one, Allah will ask Malik al-Maut, what did you do? And Allah knows what everything the Malik does is with Allah's command. Allah will ask that angel, to the angel of death, did you take that person's loved one, that person's child? Not just that person, my slave, that person that makes salah to me. Did you really take the soul of someone that they loved? And the angel says, yes, ya Allah, I did. And Allah asks again, did you take away this person, the apple of his eye, the one that he loved so much? You put him under so much grief. Did you do that? And the angel says, yes. So then Allah will say, and how did my slave respond? What was the response of my slave? Again, look at how Allah addresses the person. It's not that that was my slave. And the angel will say, he or she, they praised you, Allah. And they said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then Allah will say, so now I declare that this person's place in Jannah is guaranteed. Their place in Jannah is now guaranteed. Build their palace now already, because this is for them, Jannah. So when you're going through that difficulty, yes, you feel sad and you're grieving and you're struggling and you're in misery. You want to run away from it, you can't. One point to remember, that this is my ticket to Jannah. This is my ticket. Allah has given me like a blank check, your chance to enter Jannah. This is the test, this is that moment. And we know that subhanAllah, whether big or small, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will not put you through difficulty out of some cruelty or some malice. Everything He does is with love. And we can't understand it always. We can't, we're just human, we can't understand it. But He will not let you go through a hardship, anxiety, feeling, subhanAllah, no fatigue, just feeling tired. Sitting in the masjid, you feel tired, the imam talks. Or at least while you're tired, Allah is rewarding you. Or feeling sick, or distress, or sad, or anxiety, or anything. If you feel any discomfort, even you pricked your finger, you bumped your toe, Allah will remove sin and give you good deeds. SubhanAllah. Every single moment of difficulty in this dunya, Allah will compensate you. Because that's who He is. He will not allow your sadness to go unanswered. And so, again, a small measure and token of comfort is when you are going through a hardship, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is elevating you in that moment. One of the things about hardship, and we turn to Allah and we praise Him, is to also be optimistic. And it's hard to be optimistic when things are bad. It's hard to be optimistic where something was taken that can't be replaced. You know, if you've lost a job, okay, you're optimistic, I might get another one, alhamdulillah. You've lost some money, okay, inshallah, something better. But how can you be optimistic when something which cannot be replaced was taken? And the optimism is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so tawakkal, we always talk about being depending on Allah. Dependency. Dependency are the things out of my control. Ya Allah, I can only do so much. Then I need to let go and leave my affairs in your hands. And then at that moment you trust and you believe there's no better hands I can place my life in than your hands. And I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know the journey. I might not even like the journey. But the destination, I believe, will be good for me. That is tawakkal. To believe that even when I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, there is a light at the end of this tunnel. And so, to trust in Allah in this difficult moment, Allah says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرُ. Who can respond to the muttar? The muttar is the person who is completely at rock bottom. Who can answer the muttar إِذَا دَعَى when he or she calls out to me? And who وَيَكْشِفَ السُّوءُ and who removes the difficulty? وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ and He gives you whatever you need on the earth. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there anyone other than Allah? Allah says, in your moment of hardship, I am your remover of calamity. I am your remover of sadness. And to believe, when Allah puts you through something, He says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Some people, subhanAllah, they definitely get harder tests than others. Some people's lives are on the outward, we can never judge someone's life until we've walked in those shoes. But we say, oh, subhanAllah, you've had a basically easy life. Whereas other people, subhanAllah, they have had death and poverty and hardship, like really difficult things. So Allah has, for those who are going through extreme hardship, remember, Allah says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. I only test people to the limits of what they can bear. And if you're going through some very, very difficult times, it means that you are stronger than most. It means that Allah knows you can bear this, and that this is your means by which you can attain His love and His Jannah, but it also means it will not break you. It will hurt you. It will put you down. It will feel like I don't know where to go or to survive. But He says that it will not break you. You have the capacity within you to overcome this. And He also says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. This is very difficult to believe and difficult to accept, difficult to understand in your darkest moments when Allah says that with every hardship, with every misery, with every sadness, there is going to be ease. And He repeats it a second time, surely with your hardship, the mercy has already been ordained. The ease has already been ordained. The cure has already been ordained. You will get out of this. And He repeats it twice, subhanAllah. Also, especially for those who've lost, and if you haven't, well, the loved ones where they are right now, and something for you and me to look forward to. As you go through life, it's normal, you become, it's just, we realize the reality of life, it is just a difficult place. A place of worry and concern, a place of one fitna after the next, a place of, I don't want to know, you know, how do I, you know, you actually just want to take a holiday from your life, or sleep and avoid it, you want to avoid this life. But the one thing to look forward to is Jannah. And one of the beautiful things of Jannah, look at this ayah, the people of Jannah will say, and may this happen quickly for all of us, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. When you enter those doors of Jannah, and you say, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحُزْنِ. Allah has removed from us any sadness. We will never feel sad again. We will never feel sorrow again. The feeling of anxiety is gone forever. إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورُ شَكُورٌ. And our Lord is forgiving and appreciative. أَلَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed all our sorrow and sadness. And He has given us in this Jannah for eternity. لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَب وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا الْلُغُوب. And never again will we ever feel weary or sad or fatigue or even tired. You will not feel any negativity. Now subhanAllah, for those who we love and have passed away upon Islam, inshaAllah, this is what they are feeling. They are feeling, Alhamdulillah, I never have to feel sick again. I never have to go through hardship again. They would never, ever, ever return to this dunya, even to be the king of this dunya. What they have in the akhirah, in the barzakh, of comfort and peace, I will never want to come back to this place of sorrow and sadness. And inshallah, every single person who dies on Islam, you will feel this. When the angel pulls your soul, Alhamdulillah, my grief, my sorrow, my dunya suffering is over. It is only happiness on the other side. And so in these difficult moments, if anyone is going through a hardship, it is a unique opportunity to get closer to Allah, an opportunity to elevate your status with Him, an opportunity to achieve a Jannah that you would not have achieved through your deeds. You can only make so much salah, but then Allah gives you these moments where if you take it, you can achieve a higher level of Jannah and closest to Him. The Nabi says, so what du'as can we make? And of course, the best du'a is to make the du'a of your heart and to speak to Allah. But there are specific things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. The Prophet says, Salama, our mother, Salama, the wife of the Nabi Sallam, she was deeply in love with her husband, Abu Salama. They were very, very in love. And they had four small children. And she came to the masjid one day and the Nabi Sallam mentioned a du'a. So he mentioned it in the gathering. He said that there is no person, no Muslim, when they are afflicted with a calamity, when you go through hardship, and immediately in that moment you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You say as Allah commanded you to say, that verily I am from Allah, everything is from Allah, and to Allah is my return. And then you ask, now you make a dua. Now remember we just spoke about that in that moment of calamity, you turn back to Allah, now you already guaranteed Jannah, now Allah says, ask what you want. What do you want? Then you make this dua. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati, O Allah, reward me in this difficulty. Compensate me for my difficulty and give me something better than what I've lost. Replace what I lost with something better. So if you lose anything, a job, money, car, whatever, you make dua, oh Allah, Ya Allah, I'm patient. Ya Allah, reward me and replace what you took with something better. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you something better. Now, some things can't be replaced. If your mother is gone, you can't get another substitute mother. Your husband, your child. But there are things better. There are things even better than your children. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Salama's case, her husband Abu Salama died. And at that moment, she remembered this dua. So she learned the dua many months ago. Then her husband dies, where she was so, and she has four small children. And so she's sitting there crying over him, and she remembers the dua, and she said, "Inna lillahi wa inna," she made the dua, "Ya Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." But when she had, and then she said, "And Allah, compensate me for my sorrow." But when she had to say, "And give me something better," she thought, "What? How can this be replaced?" But she said it nonetheless. And then we know that she eventually married the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so from her, she's telling us from her perspective, when she made this dua, sometimes it will happen before your eyes as you could not imagine. That sorrow, that misery, you made dua and you achieved something you would never have achieved. You'd have gotten something mind-boggling. And subhanAllah, as we said, not everything can be replaced one for the other. You will get something far greater in the salawat of Allah, the praise from Allah, the love of Allah, the elevation from Allah, and of course, Jannatul Firdaus with Allah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us, all of us, alleviation from our difficulties and hardships in this life and in the akhirah. May Allah make easy for all those who are suffering. May Allah grant shifa'ah to those who are sick. May Allah grant maghfirah for those who have passed away. May Allah put barakah and blessings in all our na'im, all our blessings. May we prosper in everything that we have. May Allah grant us goodness and safety and security. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us, Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Just a quick announcement. It is Qurban season for those who would like to slaughter and put barakah in their life, inshallah. Then Burhan is slaughtering. And so you can speak to the talib at the back, inshallah, for your sheep. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa ala sahbihi sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.